goodness gracious. We should just let that play for an hour next time with that stupid skip in the middle.
Mine's not working.
Your what isn't working?
Something.
Oh, man. What up, everybody? What the heck is wrong with this thing? It's 6:03 p.m. Friday. Your girls are back.
We're here.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
And we are ready to party. Actually, we're both sober, so I don't know how much fun this is.
But you have your White Claw.
Do I still feel nauseous, though? Michelle says I feel nauseous because of the wildfires. Who knows?
Well, it's not like you went and sat in them.
Yes, I did.
You're a dummy.
I needed to get out of my house.
Dummy.
All right, everybody, call us 201-209-9368. We want to hear about your allergic reactions. But when we say allergic reactions, we don't want you calling and being like, I'm allergic to pollen. We don't care. We want to hear about, like, EpiPen disasters, like near-death experiences. Like, we hate Will Smith, but there's that movie where he gets a really bad allergic reaction on a first date. We want to hear stuff like that.
Yes. Like getting stung by a bee and then your private parts get all swollen.
Amen. Exactly. 201-209-9368.
Private parts is a terrible
That's exactly what we want. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is allergic reactions. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. We're on there messing around.
Are we?
I am.
Two girls having a good time on a Friday night.
Messing around on the internet.
Have you had any allergic reaction emergencies?
Mine isn't really like a cool story, mm-hmm. except to say that I'm allergic to a pill called Diflucan, mm-hmm. and I'm the one that figured it out, and a doctor tried to tell me it was herpes on my face. And I was like, no, dude. And eventually I was like, it happens after I take this pill. This is an allergic
reaction.
What's
Diflucan for?
It's like for yeast infections.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a pill version.
Got it.
Anyway, yeah, that's all. See, it's not even that good, except that this person convinced me I had, like, herpes, but it was, like, on my cheek. First of all, nobody gets herpes on their cheek.
People might.
I thought it was always, like, on your mouth.
Can't you get it on your fingers?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was, like, either down there or on your mouth.
I don't know.
Should we just talk about STDs?
No. Absolutely not.
201-209-9368. If the comments board is any indication of how this is going to go, we're changing the topic.
Really? It's bomb?
Someone's saying they're allergic to their cats.
That we literally said we were not going to take calls like that.
Granted, Mr. Dino de los Muertos knew enough to not call. He just put it on the comments
board.
Fair. But also, we only have one call. Maybe it's too limiting. But I really don't want to hear about people being allergic to peanuts.
Well, I'm allergic to corn in kernel form.
No, you're not. You made that up. What allergies did you make up? Call us at 201-209-9368. What are you not allergic to?
That's a weird question.
I know it's a joke.
I know it's a joke. It's just not, I don't think jokes are funny.
Oh, I guess maybe just not mine.
Why is it a bad topic?
I just think that it's not like a universal thing.
Not enough people have had...
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're going to get like 100 calls of people and we're going to be mind blown by the end of the hour that so many people have had so many crazy experiences. You never know.
I hope so, because the best call wins a t-shirt.
That's right. 201-209-9368. I don't answer the phones until it's off the hook, so we need one more call. Please. Thank you. At least just so we can get the show going. Jeez.
Seriously.
My goodness. It's like 6:30 already. Come on. Come on. Just call. I won't answer. I just need four calls before I... Someone hung up!
They probably were just waiting too long and you could automatically hung up on.
All right, fine. I'll just start.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we got him now. Okay, now I can start without feeling guilty for...
Go for it.
Because it's a superstition now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, it's allergies, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's allergic reactions.
Oh, even better.
Okay, good.
Yeah, can I tell a story?
Yeah,
please do.
So one time I was 8 years old and I went canoeing and I sat on a moth cocoon and I had these pines stuck in my butt. And they had to strip me naked, put tape on my butt cheek, and rip it off. Very traumatic, and I've never gone canoeing again.
Wait, what are pines? First of all,
like pine needles?
It was like a spiky cocoon.
Oh, wait, mom naked? How did it get in your butt cheek? It went through your clothes?
Through her bathing suit.
Yeah, I think short shorts.
Oh, man.
This
your
is what
booty.
We were looking for.
Oh, that reminds me of the time when I was 8 years old and I sat on a red ant pile.
I remember this story.
And I didn't realize until it was too late. Oh, man. Let me tell you about torture. My mom, like, covered my booty cheeks in calamine lotion for days.
How many people were there when they put tape on your butt and then ripped it off? How many people had to witness that?
Just my mom and my dad alone in the cabin in the middle of the woods.
That's not so bad.
No, at least it was just your parents and not like your extended
the boy you
cousins.
Like, or like the cousin
your boyfriend
you
and your brother, and he told everyone for 20 years after, you know?
That would have been highly humiliating. Yeah.
All right, you put a high bar. This is the kind of stuff we want. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. We didn't ask her name.
Oh, sorry. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is allergic reactions.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not necessarily an allergic reaction, but...
No, but it was a good story.
I'm just saying she was allergic to moths.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There was no allergy involved at all, now that I think about it.
Maybe she forgot to say she was allergic to moths.
No, I think she just wasn't. So maybe the topic is things you've sat on?
Let's see what happens.
I'm going to write it down just in case. Have you ever sat on anything funny?
Probably.
I mean, other than a man.
Silence.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I had a friend. It was like senior week, and he got really sunburned, and we were putting like aloe on him. And apparently he was allergic to something in the aloe.
Uh-huh.
So, like, this crazy sunburn got, like, terrible.
What happened?
That's awesome.
Was he, like, screaming in pain?
Yeah, we ended up having to take him to the emergency room because we kept, like, putting aloe on him because we're like, oh, it'll get better, it'll get better. And then
God, that's awful.
Like, you're already in pain with
the
sunburn.
Yeah, the sunburn.
Yeah.
I went on vacation with a boy I was dating once, and he got a horrible sunburn, and I was so turned off by it,
That was it for you? That was your deal breaker?
I was so mad. I was like, are you a child? Like, why did you get such a bad sunburn?
Like, put on SPF?
It was so... Aww. And then he was like, you want to make out? And I was like...
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Wait, how old were you?
It was like
this was like last year.
No, it was like my 30s probably.
All right, buddy. What's your name?
Cool. John.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling, John. Have a good one.
See ya.
Space Cowboy on the comments board says, I think Frangri's finally gone through puberty. Sounds deeper. I think it's because I'm sober.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Space Cowboy.
It's nice when people have opinions.
Rude.
201-209-9368. We want to hear about your encounters with allergic reactions. I've always wanted to use an EpiPen.
Like on your own body or on someone else?
I'd take either.
I think I'd be scared. I don't love the idea of injecting people with things. Or myself. I don't think I could do it.
Really?
I don't think I could puncture someone's skin.
You could if I was having, like, anaphylactic shock right now.
I mean, if I had no choice, I guess I wouldn't let you die.
Right.
But I would, like, be throwing up the whole time, probably.
I would hold the needle and watch you die.
That's so nice.
I would never.
Oh, my God.
I would never.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm scared.
Hey, this is Meredith from Brooklyn. How you guys doing?
What up, Meredith?
Good, good. Can you hear me? I'm on my car phone. I don't want to...
Yeah, you're all good.
...sound like an... Awesome. All right. So last I heard, we were considering a shift from things we're allergic to things we sat on.
Sure.
Have we resolved that conversation yet?
We're open.
We're open.
Oh, but okay, because I have two.
Okay,
so I
great.
Don't want to take up too much time.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so the allergic one is a PSA. I'm an ecologist in the city, and I basically live in poison ivy, and I wanted to give everybody a shout out for the poison ivy season. If you think you don't have poison ivy, or you can't get it, or you're immune, or whatever that is, that's fine and dandy until you are. Like, you can brush up against it a million times and never get it until the day you do, and you might be anaphylactically allergic.
I didn't know that.
I know somebody. Yes. So, like, it's kind of like when people are like, oh, I'm immune, blah, 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 and they go bopping around through it. It's literally a ticking time bomb.
Does anybody go knowingly walk through poison ivy?
No, but people just say, I'm not allergic to poison ivy.
Never even thought about it.
Anyway, what's your other one?
So the one thing I wanted to point out there for that one, there are products to use. Use a bunch of Dawn after you're in poison ivy, and a product called Tecnu.
No.
Use that, and you're in good shape.
Okay, thanks. What's your next one?
Okay, next one. Okay, I used to ride horses, but when I was little, we moved to a different house, and my mom took this fiberglass mailbox with us, and it was the same color as the pony that I used to ride, and it was sitting in her office, and I thought it was a pony. And I sat on a fiberglass mailbox for like 15 minutes pretending I was riding a pony and learned what fiberglass does.
How old were you?
6 years old.
Wait, what does fiberglass do?
It's little shards of glass that end up in your pants and your legs.
And your private area?
Oh, yeah. I mean, wherever it hits, man.
I'm sorry, this makes the list. I've never heard of anything more horrifying in my life.
Yeah, that's awful.
Meredith with the fiberglass private area, you are on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt. Oh my God.
Amazing.
All right, have a good one.
That's awful.
Wait, maybe things you've sat on is kind of good. We've done it?
Yeah, you told your anthill story.
Maybe that was an insect topic.
No, we've definitely done things you've sat on.
On what? How have we done things you've sat on? It's
you
so
did it
weird.
With Andy before me.
No way.
100%.
What? Is there a way for me to know?
Yeah, go to the archives, press see all, and...
Can someone who's on the playlist go to the archives and see if we've done things you've sat on, please? Dino de los Muertos, I volunteer you.
I'm 100% sure.
100?
What did you sit on?
Oh my God, I think we did do what did you sit on. Man, it's kind of hard to not repeat topics, huh?
Yeah, but you used to care more. Now you're like, doesn't matter.
Well, I guess because we had such a big break.
Yeah.
If we didn't have a break, I wouldn't want to repeat.
Yeah. We have so many new listeners.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. We're not doing that then. Allergic reactions is tonight's
topic.
We're
not doing it?
We've already done it.
But I thought you didn't care.
I do care. Nope. I mean, if I don't know, I'm not going to go look. But now that you said it,
Oh, I thought you were pretending you didn't remember.
No, I didn't remember. Oh. But now that you said things you've sat on, now I remember. Damn it. That was still a good call, though.
I shouldn't have told you, but I feel like if I told you after, you would have been...
I'd have been so mad.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you doing, buddy?
What's your name?
I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. Tell us about your allergic reaction.
Oh, it was to a snow pea.
A snow pea?
I love snow peas.
What
I
happened?
Didn't sit on it, I ate it.
And then?
Then you sat on
and
it.
Then I had, and I sat on it. And then I had the, throat closing thing happen to me.
You had what?
However you say that word.
Anaphylactic.
Yeah, I don't have the confidence to say that on the radio.
So then what happens? Like, come on, dude, do you know how to tell a story, dude? Jesus.
It was in a very bad snowstorm, and I didn't realize I was having an allergic reaction, so I took a couple of Advil and then laid down. And then one of my roommates came to light a hookah brick on my stove, and she saw me, and she said, you're dying.
And then what?
And then my other friend took me to the hospital, and then...
How did she know you were dying? Like, how do you know when somebody...
She must have just looked like death.
Like, do they get puffy?
I didn't look great. Like, my face was all swollen and, like, puffed and everything. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
That is so scary.
She was like,
how?
Having a mess.
Have you ever eaten a snow pea since then?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Have you ever eaten a snow pea since then?
No, not since then. I mean, I don't want that to happen again.
How, like...
Fast?
Yeah, like, how much time do you have to get to a hospital when this happens?
It was also happening during a massive blizzard. It was on Valentine's Day in 2007 in upstate New York.
Romantic.
And luckily, one of my other roommates was from upstate New York, and she was like, I can drive in the snow, so it took, like, 20 minutes to get there. And
you didn't die, so yeah. You have at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I hear about all those kids. I mean, kind of hanging out, and they're like, how do you feel? I was like, not great. So then they made the decision to go to the hospital.
So you have, like, 30 minutes.
You hear about all those kids that have the peanut allergy, but I don't hear about many of them that died.
Yeah, you got some time to play around with, but I feel like time is of the essence. If you can't breathe.
Do you carry an EpiPen around now?
No, but...
What?
I think I had one, but it expired, and I just never got another one.
Oh, my God. You need to get
I just
get
don't eat snow peas.
Yeah, but, like, what if you do by mistake? You could by mistake. I love snow peas. I said by mistake it could happen. You never know.
What's the difference between a snow pea and a regular pea?
It's a different food.
Well, what is it?
I don't freaking know. It's a different plant.
Well, what does a snow pea look like?
The snow peas are the ones that are, like, in the green. It's like a little, you eat the whole leaf.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. It's like the pod.
I like the other one.
It's like the flat edamame.
Got it.
Yeah, I love snow peas.
I'm very careful. Like, if I go to a bodega, I say, can I have a turkey sandwich?
No
and
snow
then I
peas.
Ask if there are snow peas in it. And usually they say no.
And they think you're insane. Yeah. Okay. All right. Have a good one. You know, it'd be really embarrassing being one of those people that when you go to a restaurant and they're like, are there any allergies we need to be aware of? And having one.
That happens to people all the time.
I know, but that's embarrassing.
No, it's not. I have a friend who's allergic to green peppers, like red pepper.
I just would be so afraid of eating out.
I have a friend who's allergic to tree nuts. And her name is...
Oh, I know her.
And she's allergic to tree nuts.
That's hilarious. Can you say that on the air?
I don't think so.
Come on, it's funny. You guys can guess what her name is. Whoever guesses her name wins a free t-shirt. She's allergic to tree nuts, okay? 201-209-9368. But, like, I guess kitchens really do have to take it seriously, though.
Yeah. Do you have any food allergies? In fancy restaurants, I feel like they don't care. But if you're at, like, a McDonald's...
Isn't it the opposite? In fancy restaurants, they do care?
They don't care that you're asking.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, McDonald's is like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. You're allergic
girl,
to horse hooves,
go
what?
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is allergic reactions.
I can't believe you don't like my new shoes.
Michelle got new shoes, and she looks like an LLL.
You hate them?
Do you want to describe what that means, Michelle?
An LLL is a late-in-life lesbian.
That's right.
Do you like these?
I think they're sexy.
Why don't you like my Adidas?
No, I think they're cool. I like the colors, too.
They're so cool.
Yeah, you look cool. You're cool.
Cool Kicks Club.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Rude.
Shh. We are talking a lot amongst ourselves, I gotta say. Hi, you're on the radio.
Can I guess the name?
Someone just did on the comments board, but I guess you can both win. Yeah, go ahead.
Trina?
Yep. You win, buddy.
Nailed it.
What's your name?
Alex.
All right, Alex, you're... Oh, my God, I just broke this pen. Hi, okay, Alex, you're on the list. Michelle, can you throw me a pen that works? Why? I have three pens.
Because we're at WFMU.
Jesus, we don't even have pens here. Okay, Alex, you're on the list. Are you also allergic to something or no?
Only compliments.
Okay, you win two free t-shirts because I like that answer.
That was cute.
Listen, at the end of the hour, I think I have a crush on you. Have a good one.
Gotta go.
Bye. I love him. I love him.
He loves you.
Did he?
I could tell.
Really?
He seems really young for
yes.
you, though. What? How's the youngest? What's the youngest you'd go?
The youngest man I've ever dated was my ex-husband, who was 10 years younger than me.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would. All right, so Asheville John on the comments board also guessed the name, but I guess too bad.
Giving away free T-shirts.
All right, sorry.
2012, it's limited edition.
Fine, sorry.
201-209-9368.
Asheville John's going to get pissed.
I'm allergic to compliments.
Oh, my God, that was so good. I forgot about it already. I love that, man.
I guess if you have a sassy answer.
I like a sassy answer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you like sass.
201-209-9368. I don't really care about ass. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is allergic reactions. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I this kind of pertains to the restaurant thing. It's like a confession, sort of. It didn't happen to me, but I was the pastry chef at a 3-Michelin-star restaurant, and I didn't read the ticket. It was like the end of the night, and we were totally in the weeds. And this group of three guys was in. It was his 21st birthday, and they were like really well off and drinking wine. And like I said, I didn't read the ticket, and he was allergic to pistachios. And so I fed him pistachios, and I was like, oh, my God. And so I conspired, like, with the server after it dropped that you need to drop the check right away and help me get them out of there. And I'm pretty sure he was fine. He was a little puffy, but I think he was drunk.
He ate
so, it? We do take it really seriously, but...
Yeah, it sounds like it. You're like, instead of removing the pastry, just give them their check very quickly.
Why didn't you go like, over there and say,
he ate
so
it,
sorry.
And they said it was delicious and
great. Should have gotten fired. Where was this?
I'm too afraid to say.
Wait, if you had, like, said something, would you have gotten fired?
Yes.
I would have... It would have been a really bad day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Michelin star restaurants are scary. Like
I'm learning a lot today, I gotta
That's
say.
That's a great story. I love that story.
You want me
Thank
to put her on
so
the
much.
List?
Yeah, what's your name?
You can give us a fake one, but then
okay.
listen at the end of the
it's
hour.
Sarah.
All right, I'm just gonna call you the pistachio chef.
I'd love
I'll
you
take
for,
that.
To make me a cake.
I appreciate it.
Okay, pistachio chef. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Oui. Thank
right.
you very much.
Have a good one.
I love it that rich jerks were spending all this money.
What if there was, like, someone who worked at a restaurant who, like, always just put in what people... And it was, like, that was, like, a serial killer.
That'd be a good movie. There's no movie like that.
I don't know. There better be. No one better take my idea.
You better TM it right now.
Ooh, yeah, I love
That's
it.
That's a good idea, Pony.
And they just jumped around from, like, country to country and restaurant to restaurant.
What would you call it?
Murdering people.
The peanut murder? What would you call it?
No, because it's not always peanuts. It could be anything.
What would you call it? Someone needs to name the movie.
No Chef. Like, yes, chef, but no chef?
No.
Okay,
no.
How about just chef?
No.
How about,
Killer Chef? No Chef.
Killer Chef.
No, that sounds like a Lifetime movie.
Call in with ideas to name this movie. 201-209-9368. What about, it has to have chef in the title.
It doesn't. It could have something about food.
Killer chef.
Food assassin. Food.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
Assassination by Snow Pea.
Robin says, Chef Boy or Die.
That's funny.
And David Fishkind would like to know if your friend who's allergic to tree nuts is named Hazel. No.
That's kind of funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm here to call about my allergies about cats.
All right, let's
is
hear it.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, we don't want to just hear that you're allergic to cats. We want to hear a near-death experience.
Oh, well, I don't have a near-death experience.
How old are you?
11.
Oh. You will.
You will. Your parents let you listen to this show?
Yeah.
Where are your parents? Are they sitting next to you?
No, they're in my car. Or
You have a car? Wow, you're a pretty mature 11-year-old. Do you live with these cats that you're allergic to?
Yes. I own two cats, and I'm allergic to cats.
So then what do you do? Do you have to take medicine or something?
No, I just wash my hands every time I pet them.
I think you should tell your parents that maybe they need to choose between you or the cats.
But I love cats. That's the hard part.
That sounds like a problem.
Why don't you get those allergy shots to help you cure your allergy?
Tell your parents about that.
Oh, okay.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
Bye.
If I had to wash my hands every time I touched my animal, I would die.
Ra is rolling on the comments board, wants to name it Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, but then that only makes sense if then they're eating the victims.
It's still kind of funny.
Robin says, what about knife skills? I kind of like Chef Boyardee.
I like Chef Boyardee, but it sounds like a comedy.
Maybe it is a comedy.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's a comedy with death.
Starring Adam Sandler?
No, someone like handsome and sinister. I think it should be
Bradley
a female.
Cooper?
I think it should be a female.
Oh. Kirsten Wiig?
Like Nicole Kidman.
I hate her.
Like someone hot who you wouldn't suspect.
Zoe Kravitz.
That could be good, actually. She's tattoos. Chefs have tattoos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, chef.
I'm into that. Okay.
Where do you think that...
Oh, Robin has another good one. The Final Order.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Like Robin.
Because you don't have to, you can't give it away in the title, you know?
Yeah, it has to leave you wanting more.
Do you think that lady worked at Baltazar?
No.
Where do you think she worked?
Who knows? She didn't give us any hints. She was really good at that.
Three Michelin stars.
She said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you were going to get fired.
But we don't know if she's in New York. She said three Michelin stars?
Yes.
There can't be a lot of restaurants that have three Michelin stars.
Yeah.
Also, why is a group of dudes that are 21 going to a three Michelin star restaurant?
Because they're cheap.
God, must be nice having rich parents. Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have a shrimp allergy.
And then what?
And then it gets very difficult to breathe.
This is the exact kind of call we said we didn't want.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's based upon aquaculture. There are no regulations on the type of environment that farm-raised fish and
I had a
Was that know-it-all?
I had a different way to get him off the phone that I mouthed to Michelle that people can also guess if they want to. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up, dude? What's your allergic reaction story?
I'm about to tell you. So I was on a date with a guy at his house.
I love this already.
And we were doing one of those like meal prep kits.
Uh-huh.
They had like a really stupid little pepper in it, like dumb, like a poblano or jalapeno or something. And it turns out I have chili hands, so like my hand feels like it's on fire if I touch a pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, he's trying to Google all these things to like stop it. I'm blowing through his flour and his Dawn and his oil. We just like putting it all over my hands. Nothing's helping. And it turned out I just had to, like, take a bunch of Benadryl and fall asleep for hours. And that was the date.
I thought you were going to say you touched his...
Me too.
Oh,
I thought it was definitely going to go into a sexual situation.
Yeah.
That was not going to end well.
Did you know you were allergic to that stuff?
No, I had no idea. Sucked.
Yeah, that sounds like it's... Did you ever go out with him again?
No.
They're married.
Oh. One time, my friend went on a date, and he was kissing a girl, and a bird pooped on her face, and he could never look at her again.
Oh, my God.
That really happened?
So yes.
Like, while they were making out?
Yeah.
But that's not her fault.
He
could have very easily pooped on his face.
He couldn't unsee it.
He had great luck.
He couldn't unsee it. They never went out again.
What a jerk. All right, sister, have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
I really thought that was going somewhere else.
Me too. Ooh, someone says dying for seconds.
That doesn't make any sense,
does it?
No,
but it's funny. Someone really should make that movie. I shouldn't have said that. Someone's going to steal it.
I mean, it's not like you're going to go make it.
Well, if I was a Hollywood producer, I would.
Yeah, but you're not.
Yeah, but I could be. Maybe I should write the screenplay tonight.
You should.
She didn't like that. All right, 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have another date one, which is really funny.
All right.
So my dad was, like, deathly allergic to cats. Like, if he's in a house with cats and there's dander, he'll, like, start sneezing and crying and getting red in the face. And then when he was dating my mom, she had cats. And just pretend not to be allergic.
Yeah.
And just have to sit there and, like, try to be all flirty and stuff while trying not to cry.
Wait, but they got married, so it worked.
Yeah, they've been together for, like, 30 years.
That's love.
Yeah, it's so romantic.
He must have really liked her.
That's the kind of guy you need to marry.
It's a guy who will suffer for you. So stupid and it's totally
my boyfriend already suffers, and we're never getting married.
Yeah, he does. I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Also, marriage is slavery, so.
Yeah.
All right, tell your dad we said he's a good man.
I will.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
I bet you their kids are stand-up kids.
He didn't seem like a child of divorce.
No, he didn't. He seemed like a wholesome young man.
What kind of movie would you write if you gave his dad a cat trying to murder him?
What? No, what? Why are you going there? Wait, what?
I don't know. You were the one who was making up movies about murder.
Yeah, but it made sense because of the call we had. The one you just talked about makes no sense. You're saying now you're going to give the dad a murdering cat?
Now I'm going to give the dad a cat so he dies.
Oh, now you're murdering... I mean...
Now I'm murdering the dad.
Now you're murdering the dad.
But...
There's got to be some kind of real serial killer who uses people's allergies
to
kill
them. There must be.
There has to be.
Yeah.
And if there isn't...
Without a trace.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. And if there isn't, then we need better serial killers.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. But maybe, like, the act of it isn't enough. Maybe it needs to be more like...
Ooh, what would his name be, like, if, like, the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah. The Kitten Killer.
No, but it doesn't just have to be kittens.
Now we're just taking... The Allergy Assassin.
We're just taking the chef out of the restaurant, and now he's just killing everyone.
The Allergy...
I liked it better when it was just a chef.
No chef.
What? That was a good answer.
It's so weird.
Whatever, you're weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so you know that explosive diarrhea that's plaguing people around the country right now?
Yeah, but Michelle doesn't like to talk about that on the air or at all.
Oh, sorry. I'm allergic to the medication for that.
Oh, no.
That's
so
funny.
I haven't gotten it, thankfully, but if I did, it would be really bad.
Okay, oh, but like, man. Here's the question. Do you know anyone who's gotten it? Because I don't.
Yes.
You do?
In New York?
Yeah. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh.
Okay. And is it as bad as they say? Don't give us details. Just say yes or no.
Yes. They've not been able to do anything for about a week at this point.
I'd love to not have to leave the house for a week.
Oh, my God. I would die. That sounds awful. Okay. Oh, Lord. Yeah. I'm not but, looking
you
forward
know,
to it.
At least if you get it, maybe you can get medication for it, but I could not, and it would cause a rash all over my body, including, you know, on all the parts.
Wait,
and
what's the medication?
So, yeah.
It's a sulfa drug. That's, like, the type of drug that it is.
I thought it was an antibiotic.
It is an antibiotic that's a certain class, I guess, and I was prescribed it when I was a kid, and it was really, really bad, so...
Well, good luck.
Thank you. I'm not eating anything raw right now.
Yeah, stay safe.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
I know you don't like when people blow their nose, but...
Oh, yeah.
I just have to, like... What are you laughing at over there?
I like my name for a movie.
What is it?
Bobby Slay. That's good.
That's kind of funny.
I think I just won my own shirt.
Huh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
What's up?
So when I was 10, my parents rented these, like, terrible highway-side cabins on Cape Cod that were essentially just tool sheds with beds in them. And I started to have... My brother and I were in one, and my parents were in the other one. And... I was starting to have these, like, almost what felt like a heart attack, you know, that, like, feeling that mm-hmm. they describe it as, like, where it's, like, something's, like, just crushing your chest.
Yeah.
And it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And so I finally had to, like, wake my brother up at, like, he was, like, 18 or something, and he had this 10-year-old, like, shaking him, like, oh, I can't breathe. And we had to go bang on our parents' door, and I heard my dad, like, who's there? And we had to go to the hospital, which on Cape Cod, there's, like, one hospital, and it's like, an hour and a half drive from where we were staying, because I don't know why they don't have any hospitals on the Cape. But turns out it was the first time I'd ever had shellfish. And it was just, like, some oysters and mussels. I've gotten over it. But,
Wow, that's scary.
It was a little terrifying. I mean, it was even more terrifying because my mom had taken an Ambien. And she was falling asleep in the waiting room. And they thought that, like, they had drugged me or something.
Jesus.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Glad you're alive. Have a good one. Oh, my God. I was falling asleep. Sorry.
I thought it was all right. It was just a little slow paced. 201-209-9368. Allergy stories? What are you laughing at now?
Raj Roli says he would call it just a pinch of salt.
That's funny.
That's good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I recently had a bad allergic reaction to an antibiotic called amoxicillin. I was prescribed it for some upcoming dental work, and I broke out in hives, like, over most of my body, and my hands really swelled up. They swelled to, like, twice their normal size. And I was thinking, well, finally I know what it feels like to have big hands, like certain political politicians claim.
Oh, but, like, nothing down there got swollen?
No, that didn't swell. So maybe there really isn't a particular connection between hands and private parts, despite certain claims to the contrary.
Oh, there's a connection. Okay, have a good one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi.
What's up?
I heard you're asking for food allergy stories, and I felt like I was born for this moment. I realized the stories themselves were not that interesting. I just have really bizarre, arbitrary food allergies that make me sound extremely picky, even though they're very dangerous.
Okay, like?
Okay, well, I think the one that most falls into this category is my fish one. I can eat fish only if it's raw or smoked, but if it's cooked in any way, my throat closes up. And
bluff ball.
Yeah, we don't believe you at all.
I know. It sounds like complete nonsense. And it's like, so.
Like, then like, what's the allergy?
Yeah, what's the allergy?
Yeah, that doesn't even identify an allergy.
I don't know what it is. It's something about something that's like some oil that's released or something.
Dude,
but
it's in your head.
What?
It's in your head.
He got mad.
He got really mad.
No, I literally didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said it's in your head. What else? Give us another one.
Okay. Fava beans, green beans, lentils.
Oh, yeah,
that one makes sense, the beans.
Yeah, no, I don't want...
I can eat other beans. I can do chickpeas. I can do, like, kidney beans.
You know what you need to do? Not go to an allergist. Go to a psychologist.
Yeah, that's probably legit. Actually, I did go to an allergist in New York once. And this guy, he was like, well...
I'm sorry.
Don't hang up on people. It
I'm sorry.
Stresses me out.
It's literally turning into what I did not want it to
but
turn into.
But then just say, like, hey, dude, I'm hanging up on you.
They don't let me speak.
Just cut them off.
That's what I did when I pressed the hang up button.
I hate it when you hang up on people. It literally makes me sick.
That call.
Like, I have agita now.
Okay. Maybe you're allergic to cooked fish.
But not raw. And not smoked.
I mean, it's like your the corn and kernel form allergy.
That's real. The opposite would make more sense. Allergic to raw, but not cooked.
None of it. No. Yes, correct. Yes.
201-209-9368. Please stop calling with stories Franny doesn't want to hear.
Yeah, like, come on. And I don't want you guys to call in and list your... Like, I don't care what you're allergic to.
We want to know about danger.
God damn.
You're going to have to murder all these people, and now cooked you know what they're fish allergic to.
Get out of here. Also, imagine thinking you're allergic to cooked fish and not going to a doctor to be like, what am I actually allergic to?
That guy never gets laid.
No, I agree. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, my God. Hi, you're on the radio. Now they're messing with me.
Hi.
Hi. Please don't start listing what you're allergic to. I'll hang up.
No, no. So I used to work with someone who was allergic to a lot of stuff. And one of the things she was allergic to, or allegedly allergic to, was the smell of cinnamon. So no one in the office was allowed to bring anything in. That's
that, had that girl just didn't
it
like it.
That's a power move.
Yeah. I love her.
But she sucked. Nobody liked her.
I love
she
her. Was,
you wouldn't have liked
she was
her
such
no, I would have hated
her. She was
her
a pain to work with, unfortunately.
Of course she was a pain to work with.
What a
I mean, not allergy related. Like
yeah, no, no yeah. I get it. I get it. She's a psycho if she's saying she's allergic to the smell of something.
Yes, the smell of cinnamon. And then she did get fired. And the day after she got fired, basically everyone just brought in
like cinnamon rolls
that had cinnamon in it.
That's fun.
I mean, that woman is crazy.
That's yeah awesome. I like that story.
Yeah, that woman is absolutely crazy. What's your name?
Maggie.
Maggie, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
The women know how to do this.
Shocking that the men yeah can't. Jesus, they can't do anything.
I know. Crossing people off the list?
Yep.
Sounds important.
It is important. This is me writing my screenplay tonight. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Yeah, I have a story about sitting on something, but it's also an allergic reaction.
Yay!
When I was a teenager, I was on a hike on the Appalachian Trail, and I was the only girl in the group. And so we break for lunch on the first day. All the boys sit down in this little circle. No room for me. I sit down on a little rock, have my lunch. And then we get up to continue the hike, and one of them starts, like, walking really funny. And then all of them are, like, walking like they have a wedgie or something.
Uh-huh.
And then they're, like, itching their thighs and their crotch. And it turns out they had all sat down in just, like, a full-on patch of poison oak.
Oh!
And it was, like, how up in their shorts and down their legs.
And you didn't?
Thighs. No, I was on my little rock.
That's what they get for not letting you sit with them.
So it was just, like, a group
exactly
of dudes?
Yep.
Yeah, they were just the whiniest nerds for the rest of the trip. And it felt so good.
What's your name?
Sally.
I love that story, Sally.
Also, I love your name, Sally. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Have a good one.
I love it about thinking about a little girl with a big backpack behind a bunch of boys who are like walking like they have wedgies. And
who are probably also like, ugh, there's a girl.
Yeah.
One girl.
She should go sit over there on that rock.
Yeah,
we'll sit on this nice patch of grass.
Herself. Idiots.
Dumbasses.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
let's
that's
just
a,
bask in the glory of that story.
That's a great
a
story. Pony, you better leave her alone.
God, it's good.
It
God,
is really
God is good,
good
Michelle.
God is great.
201-209-9368. Pony, geez Louise, you're assaulting me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there. I've got a really good one that's pretty stupid. My neighbors had a giant hornet's nest in their backyard, and they would throw flaming logs at it. So I was about 10, maybe, and I decided I would throw a log at it one day, but I'd carry a garbage can lid in case any hornets came out. And so I threw it, this log, at the hornet's nest.
Why?
And the hornets all swarmed me, got all over my face, and I blew up like Martin Short in that Pure Luck movie, kind of huge Jiminy Glick looking thing. And the people that lived there came and picked me up and ran me to my own home, where I was given Benadryl, which seemed to take care of things. But then I had this legend of having swollen up so hugely that everywhere I went, people would offer me EpiPens. If I, like, I don't need a pen, it's just Benadryl, but I felt so bad that they were offering me this thing that, you know, I was terrified that I'd get stung by a bee and then have to deny this EpiPen because I wasn't allergic like they were allergic. So that's my...
Why were you throwing logs at a hornet's nest?
Because they're kids. That's what kids
do. Yeah, so, well, actually, it was the people that started it were teenagers.
Oh, okay. I thought they were like the logs, your adult neighbors.
I mean, these were big, nasty hornets. Big.
And I
think it was
say,
just the hornets in particular that I was allergic to.
You deserved it.
You know, one of the little bees.
Oh, sure. All right, buddy. Have a good one. Glad you're alive. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a hypothetical scenario, allergy related.
We can barely hear you.
Okay, I don't have any allergies. But say I'm with somebody with an allergy. Has an allergic reaction.
No, buddy, we can't understand you. Try to call back. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is allergic reactions.
You're bothering her.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. What's up?
Hey. I'm not really sure if it's technically an allergic reaction, but I had a real bad reaction to the anesthesia when I had my first liver transplant.
Why? What happened?
Well, I started hallucinating really bad.
That sounds fun.
So the first, at first it started out kind of slow. It was like I thought I was picking up radio signals in my teeth.
Nice!
And then I thought... there was a gang war going on in the hallway, and I needed to protect my turf, which was my room.
That's really
and
scary.
And so I got really, like, you know, angry at people that tried to come into my room. And then, it culminated with, I thought that I could teleport out of the hospital.
Were you scared?
Wow.
And to do so, I needed to... stand in a puddle of water, and you know in the bathroom they have that little the little cord where you can call the nurse if you need help?
Yeah.
So I had to stand in a puddle of water and flush the toilet and pull the cord at the same time, and then I would teleport away.
You remember so this?
I remember everything that happened.
So, did they have to, like, chain you to your bed?
Well, yeah. So after I flooded the bathroom and the nurse came...
This is a great story.
They didn't tie me down, but a nurse had to stay in the room with me 24 hours until I, you know, stopped hallucinating.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. The second time, my second liver transplant, right after the operation, I was fine. I didn't have any reaction.
That's so weird.
That's bananas.
Maybe it was the liver.
Well, I don't know. It could be that I was in a weaker state from the first time, but I think it has to do more with, you know, whatever the anesthesiologist gave me, because it was different people,
the liver.
From one operation to the other. But
I love anesthesia.
So yeah, I was. I don't know if I can say the B word. I was tripping, you know.
Yeah.
No, you don't say it.
I mean, don't say it, but we know what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, just Ted, you're on the list.
That's a real good story.
You're on the list.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Nice to hear from you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Listener Jesus. I have a good story about the kiss of death.
Okay.
All right. So I'm very allergic to a lot of things I don't even want to know. But one of the things is hazelnut. So one day I kissed my wife, and, well, actually, I realized later, I got an allergic reaction on my lips. I didn't know where it was coming from, where it came from. My lips blew off. The skin on the outside, you know, felt nasty. And I didn't know where it came from, but I found out that my wife was eating hazelnut and gave me a kiss and almost.
That's serious. If you're dating someone who's allergic to something, you can't have it.
No, I know, but... She didn't.
Maybe she was trying to kill
him. Forgot and washed her mouth or whatever.
Maybe this is another
she did
movie.
It on purpose. This is another movie.
This is another movie. The Serial Kisser. Get it?
Yeah, get it.
Ooh, that's a good one. Man, I really should move to Hollywood.
You should.
Ooh, man, I'm on fire. All right, buddy. Glad you're alive.
All right, thank you.
Robin, the Serial Kisser's pretty
that's
good.
Pretty good. Robin says, one day I kissed my wife is a great beginning to a story. Yeah, it is actually.
Is that Robin? Robin, like?
Yeah, she's on here.
Really?
Yeah. She says, "What's up?"
What's up, Robin?
We have a problem.
What?
I have four people on the list, and I love all of them.
My vote's for Sally, but what do you have?
Well, first, Alex, who guessed Trina and then said he was allergic to compliments.
You just have a crush on him.
The pistachio chef.
Oh, that's Sally.
No, that's not Sally. Sally's the one who was with the group of dudes who all got poison oak on their booty holes.
Oh, okay. I'm with Sally and the pistachio lady.
And then Just Ted's was pretty good.
Yeah, but he already has that shirt.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Just Ted. We love you. If you want one, we'll just give you one. Okay.
If I had to choose between pistachio and Sally, I'd choose pistachio.
What? I thought you were choosing Sally.
If I had to pick between them?
You might have to pick, but we're not done, but you might have to pick between them.
Why can't they both win?
Well, then we're giving away three shirts. I don't care.
But let's not give the compliments guy one.
Excuse you. That's my vote.
But not every
vote. 'Cause that way I'll get his address.
But not every vote matters, creep.
My vote matters just as much as your 50-50, baby. Hmm.
I used to not even get a vote.
That's not true. You always got it. It was always a democracy in here. And if we didn't agree, we just gave two.
Hmm.
Okay, we can think about it. We still have a few minutes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Fangry. Hey, Michelle. This is Rihanna.
What's up?
I have an EpiPen story, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right, so a few years ago, I was working at a summer camp with little kids, and before the camp started, they would have, like, training days on how to do, you know, whatever. One of them was how to administer an EpiPen. So they gave us all these practice EpiPens to use, so basically we would know, like, how it felt when you stabbed yourself.
Oh my God.
So we had to, like, stab ourselves with these EpiPens. But apparently somebody mixed in real EpiPens with the practice ones, and some girl stabbed herself with a real EpiPen and went into anaphylactic shock.
Wait. If you stab yourself with a EpiPen and you're not in shock, it puts you in shock?
Yeah, this is a few years ago, so this is what I remember. But I know that the paramedics had to, like, come and take her away.
Can't they just give her another EpiPen?
Yeah.
That would be like double dosing the EpiPen, so that would probably make it worse.
But if the first EpiPen puts you in anaphylactic shock, and the EpiPen is supposed to stop anaphylactic shock, I'm so confused.
I'm not. That story's amazing.
I don't know exactly. I'm just glad it wasn't me.
Do you think they did it on purpose?
You're not actually in need of the EpiPen.
A camp counselor killing children with allergies. What is that one called?
Camp horror story.
No, that's a rhyme.
Come on, something better. Camp, come on.
Camp.
Come on, we can do this. All right, whatever. Wait, what's your name, sister?
Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna, like Rihanna?
Kind of.
Summer stab. It's like summer camp.
Yeah, but they're not getting stabbed. Do you want to put Rihanna on the list? Yes, Rihanna, you're
TBD.
On the list. Okay, yeah, TBD, you know, there's like 3 minutes left.
I think she's
a good one.
I think I met her at a record fair once, and then she called back like 5 years later and was like, I had a baby.
I feel like she might have won a shirt because, like,
really
it's not
pretty.
Like we have a lot of names like that. Wait, what's the name of that camp? Camp.
I think summer's easier than camp.
Camp is hard.
Yeah.
Someone on the comments board says camp countdown.
I don't get it.
Like countdown to death?
I don't know. 4 minutes.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick.
Oh, it's not a quick story. Sorry.
But you called at the end of the hour then.
Oh, my bad. Well, let's just say it starts with a friend trying to make pico de gallo and ends with him tearing out somebody's shower curtain.
Where's the allergy?
No allergy, just spicy peppers and a friendly massage.
A friendly massage.
Oh, wow. A friendly massage on a private area?
Yeah.
Oof.
And then there's no not explaining why you tore out the shower curtain.
Pretty sure we understand. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can piece the rest together.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Have a good one. Ooh, we should do a show one day where they just give us the plot points and we piece the rest of the story together.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's funny,
You're
right?
A real Nancy Drew.
I'm really on it today. Maybe I should be sober more often. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew I was smarter?
Who knew?
Who knew? I also don't feel nauseous anymore.
That's good.
All right, we are running out of time here, so we've got to decide.
We could do one more call.
We don't have any. So we've got Alex is my vote. Alex, you
that's
get
your number one vote.
I just want his address.
He'd probably give it to you anyway.
I know, but I want to know if he lives like in the vicinity.
Wow.
Also, it was a good delivery. Also, I said whoever guessed her name would win a free T-shirt.
You did say that.
I'm a woman. I'm a loyal woman. All right, Alex, I love you. All right, so then you have to decide between the pistachio chef and Sally, who was the only one, Sally, who was with the group of dudes who got poison open
I'm
their booties.
Picking pistachio because I love it that she didn't try and take the dessert back. She just tried to get him out of there before getting caught.
She was like, I'm not losing my job.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't die right now.
Yeah.
Damn, she's probably so nervous that night. She's probably like dying that night. Like, she didn't sleep.
She deserves a Shut Up Weirdo t-shirt.
All right, Pistachio Chef and Alex, you both have won free t-shirts. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
I don't think we're here next week.
We are not here next week, but then after that, we are here for 5 weeks in a row.
Whoa, baby.
Yeah, we're going to get sick of each other. That's when it's going to get real wild, I got to say.
Can't wait.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Wait, is it too early?
No, it's not too early.
Because I have a call. Fine.
Oh, well.
Should I take it?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Hi, you're on the...
All right, I think we're done. All right, Ask Alan's filling in next week for us, but we will be back after that to finish out the summer season limited run of Shut Up Weirdo.
Five more shows.
Say bye.
Bye, buddies.
Bye, everyone. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the one and only Billy Jam.
Harmony, I need four of you. Can you just hold on? WFMU.org. We have one last thing to say.
Fluorescent beige! Fluorescent beige! Fluorescent beige!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It's WFMU. That was the Shut Up Weirdo remix from a show June 26, 2026. Ask Alan was in the last 2 weeks. He'll be in again next week. And then after that, for the following five Fridays, Michelle with one L and Frangry with one F will be here for 5 weeks on WFMU. I'm Billy Jam, coming to you live from Oakland, California, where earlier today Mona was coming live from too. We're all going to be going to the big Mosswood Meltdown over the weekend. Kicks off tonight. We got all the happenings. Got a grip of brand new music. Some special classic 30-year-old track from Oakland representing the town, Oakland, California. And brand new track today includes one that just came out earlier today. Really good one. It's Homeboy Sandman with producer Jack Splash, sometimes MC, featuring CeeLo Green. Wow. Today we celebrate the World Cup. World Cup fever! Coming to New Jersey on Sunday. Now we go back to some of the best rockin' football chants.
New York and New Jersey are under a thick layer of smoke. The glory is clear for Spain and Argentina.